WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training, daily Stoic wisdom for resilience. Today, we're diving into something a little different, but trust me, it's crucial for building that unshakable inner strength. We're talking about finding power in vulnerability. Yeah, you heard that right. Ever feel like putting on the super strong persona, like an invincible superhero? That whole "I got this" attitude? Well, here's the thing, true strength isn't about pretending we're bulletproof. It's about acknowledging our imperfections, embracing our weaknesses, and saying, hey, I'm human and that's okay. Think about it. When we hide behind walls of invulnerability, we cut ourselves off from genuine connection, growth, and even joy. It's like living in a fortress safe, maybe, but utterly isolated. Vulnerability, on the other hand, is the bridge to real intimacy, authentic relationships, and personal evolution. So, how do we cultivate this strength through vulnerability? Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways. 1. Acceptance is key. The first step. Accepting ourselves as we are, flaws, quirks, and all. Stop striving for some unattainable ideal of perfection. We're all a work in progress, constantly learning and evolving. Embrace the journey, not just the destination. Remember, Beyoncé herself said, I'm not perfect, but I'm perfect for me. 2. Ditch the fear of judgment. We often hold back because we fear what others might think. But here's the truth, most people are far too preoccupied with their own lives to judge us harshly. Stepping out of our comfort zones and being open takes courage, but it also opens doors to amazing experiences and connections we wouldn't have otherwise. 3. Communication is crucial. Vulnerability thrives on honest communication. Share your thoughts and feelings openly with the people you trust. It doesn't have to be a grand declaration, even small acts of sharing can strengthen bonds and create deeper understanding. Think about it. True friendships are built on mutual vulnerability, not pretending everything's perfect all the time. 4. Embrace empathy. When we open to our own vulnerabilities, we become more empathetic towards others. We start seeing beyond facades and recognizing the shared human experience, the joys, the struggles, the imperfections that make us who we are. This opens up a whole new level of connection and compassion. 5. Resilience blooms. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's the foundation for resilience. When we allow ourselves to be seen, truly seen, we create space for growth and healing. We learn to navigate challenges with greater strength and grace because we know we're not alone in this journey. Okay, so let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. You've prepared meticulously, but your palms are sweaty, your heart is racing, and that familiar voice of self-doubt whispers in your ear. You could try to power through, pretending everything's fine, or you could acknowledge those feelings, the nervousness, the excitement, and share them with your audience. You might say something like, I'm a little nervous about presenting today, but I'm also incredibly excited to share this project with you. See what happens. When you embrace vulnerability, you connect on a deeper level. You show your audience that you're human, which in turn makes them feel more comfortable and receptive to your message. Thus, owning your emotions takes courage, and that inspires respect. Remember, folks, the path to true strength isn't about hiding our vulnerabilities, it's about embracing them. It's about showing up authentically, connecting genuinely, and allowing ourselves to be seen for who we truly are. So, what will you choose today? Will you hide behind a wall of perfection or step out with courage and vulnerability? The power is within you. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode in the comments below. What's one small way you can practice vulnerability this week? Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed the show. And as always, keep training that mind for resilience. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.